The mission of the Idaho Dance Theater is simple: create, perform, and teach dance so that Idaho communities can experience dance. And next week, the company will be performing live once again. Joining us today to talk more are Lisa Young, director of the Idaho chapter of the Sierra Club, and Marla Hansen, artistic director for Idaho Dance Theater. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marla, how exciting is it to be back on stage finally?
Well, we're thrilled. We are extremely thrilled. We were on stage, but everything has been filmed. We really haven't stopped. But to have a live audience is, oh my God, is just heartbreakingly happy.
And Marla, this latest performance is a collaboration between the Sierra Club and Idaho Dance Theater. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I'm going to let Lisa pipe in whenever she wants on this. It was Lisa's idea, and she contacted me over a year ago to try to create a piece that would bring the environmental community, the arts community, just more people together to understand about the salmon and appreciate what's going on with them. So I was like, sure, I love challenges. I love something different. And we really have pulled together an incredible team to create this new work of art. Lisa, do you want to say anything before I go on?
Yeah, and Lisa, I would love to hear from you, because I think it's fascinating that you know, the Sierra Club goes to a dance company and says, you know, let's collaborate.
Right. No, this has been such a fun project to work on. And I'm so excited to see it in its final form next week. And I hope all of you listening will come and join us to see it as well. One correction that I will make is that it was originally a Dwenna Allen's idea. And she is, you know, and I've been so happy to help work with Idaho Dance Theater and Sierra Club to help make it happen. But the kind of original idea came from our amazing community leader, Dwenna Allen, who's been really leading the Idaho Sierra Club for decades and has been working on salmon recovery issues for decades in the state of Idaho and in the Northwest. So big thanks to Dwenna for bringing this idea forward. She herself said, gosh, you know, I attend these dance performances. I love to go to these events. And I'm also this, you know, activist in the environmental community. Wouldn't it be so great if we could bring these communities together? I don't see that happening enough. And I think that a lot of us, you know, can attest that, you know, numbers and science can only get us so far when we're trying to help people understand kind of the immense significance of these incredible creatures, what it would mean for us to lose them forever. I mean, they're on the brink of extinction. And we know that art really reaches people in a way that facts and figures can't. And so what I think people will see is the music, the movement, the imagery in this performance next week will really embody the triumphs and tribulations of salmon's lives. And it'll take viewers to a whole other place in terms of truly understanding who salmon are and why they're worth saving.
And Lisa, what a great way to get this critical message across. And you're right, in a way that isn't like, go ahead and read this document, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, we do a lot of that. We can point to a lot of graphs and numbers and figures, and the science really is clear in terms of, you know, the struggles that salmon are facing and what we need to do to address those things. But yeah, art is a way that people can connect and empathize with that issue in a different level.
So Marla, what was it like to create this piece then? Because I have to say this, as you mentioned, this is a challenge and probably something that maybe you haven't done before. I mean, in regards to this whole theme being around salmon.
Well, it's been extremely fun. And a huge part of it has been because of working with composer Eric Alexander. He has created an incredible piece music that has all of the stages of the salmon's life, from birth to hatchlings to going down the rivers to the ocean to coming back up the river to the spawning and to the final renewal. The cycle renews, and the music is so evocative and so exciting. It's complex, gorgeous music, and we have a wonderful recording that was done by BSU faculty and the Graduate String Quartet that's just gorgeous. So that was really inspiring because he really helped kind of direct the project with his music. And then also working with videographer Rulon Wood, who's a professor here in the film program, and Eric is a professor in the music department. And we did some filming of the dancers. And I'm not going to tell you too much because I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, don't give it all away.
Right. So that some of what their audience is going to see is the dancers in water. And we're not trying to imitate anything, but we wanted to have the audience to be able to get a sense of vicarious feeling and to create an empathy and an appreciation where we basically humanized the salmon through our own selves.
So I need to wrap up soon, but I want, Marla, I do want to make sure that people know where and when. So dates and where they can see this.
Should I do that now? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we have performances in the BSU Special Event Center, which is 1800 University Drive, right next to the Student Union. And it is Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week from 7:30. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, November 4 through 6 at 7:30. And then Sunday, November 7th, there's a 2 p.m. matinee. And people can get tickets online on our idahodancetheater.org website, and they can get them an hour ahead of time at the box office.
And they can also find out about your COVID protocols because you have those in place as well. I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We've been talking with Lisa Young, director of the Idaho chapter of the Sierra Club, and Marla Hansen, artistic director for Idaho Dance Theater, about their upcoming performance at the Boise Special Events Center next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More Idaho Matters next.